Davina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're all excited and really pumped about our event happening today. We're going to have more than 300 young women from high schools coming and participating.
Wow, 300. That is a lot.
It is. This place is going to be totally on, smoking, buzzing, and we're going to be super excited. We've got amazing speakers from industry and, of course, research sectors who are going to be inspiring young women today.
Sounds like a lot of fun, actually. So to start off with, I guess, why do you think there is still such an overt gender gap in science?
Yeah, look, I mean, there are, of course, a lot of young women who are passionate about science. I think the important thing for us to do is recognize the fact that we need to be able to demonstrate how their passion for science can actually be converted into them pursuing a whole range of different career paths in the future and keeping a whole range of pathways as options open through which they can actually create impact on society. And that's really what today is about, is showcasing various opportunities and exciting opportunities.
Now, how will today's event encourage more young women to enter the science field?
Sure. So we've got speakers from different industry and research sectors, and these guys are going to come here and they're going to talk about all the amazing, exciting work that they do in their lives and, of course, how they and their organizations create impact. So when a young woman who is looking at science and looking at career opportunities, she doesn't necessarily know exactly what sort of pathway she might end up taking, but the realities are that if she can actually listen to all these amazing people who are doing incredibly fantastic work in the field of science, technology, engineering, and maths. So that's what we, of course, are referring to as STEM. They can really see what opportunities exist, and those exciting opportunities will kind of create that in the ideas in their mind about the kinds of things that they might wish to pursue.
What other opportunities are there for young women interested in science?
Look, I mean, just picking up on some of the examples that we have in terms of our industry partners who are here today. So opportunities for work are not just about doing research in research organizations, but they are about working in a whole range of different industry sectors. So some of the industries represented here today are OneSteel, Arium, SAS Australia, Cochlear, CSIRO. I mean, all of these people who are here because they're passionate about what they do, but they're also passionate about inspiring young women. So the work that a lot of these organizations do truly create impact on our lives, whether it's creating impact on the quality of life, if you think about what organization like Cochlear does, if you look at organizations like OneSteel in terms of recycling waste, all of these different types of activities are creating an impact. But they all stem from fundamental science. And I think it's about having fun today, having, you know, heard from all of these amazing speakers, but also here at the Maritime Museum, you know, getting a chance to go and see the lab and be a part of the excitement. All in all, it's about having fun and thinking about all possible opportunities that science has to offer.
Now, what effect would having more women within the science fields have?
You know, I mean, and that's a really, really important question for us to think about. If you actually start to be very inclusive in the way you actually bring on board different people from different backgrounds, and that, of course, includes, you know, having a diversity of people and having more women participating in science and technology, it actually allows us to have a whole lot more creative ideas that are being brainstormed, discussed, and new opportunities that, of course, become possible. You don't want to end up in a situation where it's one type of idea that gets looked at, but having a whole range of different people in any sector means that it really increases the diversity of thinking. And that's important for our society to look at how we might be holistically able to improve the quality of life for people. That includes health, that includes environment, that includes manufacturing. It's a whole range of different things that we need to be looking forward to in the future and how we're going to do it better, how we're going to do it differently. So, you know, it's not going to be business as usual in the future. So we do want young women to feel like they can come and contribute and make a real difference. So I think that's really what today will be all about, is listening to all kinds of amazing stories and really understanding that they've got incredibly fantastic ideas. I mean, we've got a 50-50 competition that has been running last year. And in fact, the winners are going to come along and going to be recognized. But it's incredibly humbling to see how young women in high schools have already been thinking about amazing ideas, things that they can do to make a real difference to society. And I think that's nice to be able to say to young women, you know, you're never too young to think about all kinds of creative ideas. And that's really the amazing thing, I think, what today is going to be all about, and therefore inspire their friends and peers and all the younger women coming through to think, oh, hang on, I've thought about a really amazing, super cool idea. I can also bring that to the forefront. And I think that's really what this is about, is to inspire young women, not just by listening to, you know, people who've been in the industry sector for a long time, but equally young women inspiring each other. And I think telling each other their stories. So I think for me, it's really about inspiring people with stories that each one of us can share. And the young women have so much potential, so much to share with their friends and colleagues. So I think that's really what we're hoping to do today. You know, hopefully on this journey, bring along so many, many more young women. The Maritime Museum has been absolutely fabulous in hosting us here. The event is going to be live streamed. So those young women who are going to miss out, not to worry. They will certainly have the opportunity to get online and listen to the speakers. And indeed, the museum will be hosting this information for a whole year on their website. So, you know, girls who feel like they've missed out on today's event, there's still opportunities to get online and see what UNSW and the museum are doing today.
Well, Veena, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me.